This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. This month, we're talking about water conservation initiatives available through Natural Resources Conservation Service under Farm Bill 2014. Whenever we get a new farm bill, it's as if someone stirred the alphabet soup. The acronyms of old programs fade into memory as we peek at new or improved programs known by other acronyms.
There's not a lot of changes as far as the backbone of the program. EQIP is still the big program for water conservation. That's, of course, the Environmental Quality Incentive Program.
Curtis Scheel, water quality specialist with NRCS in Holdridge.
The biggest difference, I guess, I've seen as far as water conservation, an umbrella program under the old Farm Bill was called AWEP, Agricultural Water Enhancement Program. It's now the RCPP.
This RCPP, it's sort of the new and improved AWEP program people were used to under the previous Farm Bill. The idea behind this program is to bring more partners to the table to address priority conservation needs. In the Western Great Plains, that includes finding ways to conserve water on working lands that are suffering from prolonged drought and aquifer decline. Partners, like water conservation management districts, submit proposals to help producers install and maintain conservation activities in select project areas. The partners work cooperatively with NRCS to develop ranking tools which are used to prioritize the projects that will receive funding. These proposals often include innovative or experimental approaches. Mark Rood at Garden City is Executive Director of Groundwater Management District No. 3 in southwest Kansas. Mark's organization made a proposal to NRCS.
Basically focusing on one of the land treatment practices that's not heavily used in Kansas and yet would serve to help producers very efficiently use every drop of water effectively that they pump from the groundwater source.
He's heard back that NRCS wants to see a full proposal. I asked him about his application.
Well, it's technical assistance for the use of soil moisture probes, the new technologies that are out there. I think the incentives are not very high for individuals to implement it on their own, but our proposal was working collaboratively with the crop consulting companies that are already out there, sort of a public-private partnership.
Mark Rood reasons that since crop consultants already are out there, already on the land, in the field, to provide them some assistance to help them provide the technical assistance to spread that technology to producers.
Have probes installed into their field and not only monitor where the moisture is, but also where the crops in the field are mining that successfully. That just sort of illustrates an efficiency with the use of technology that it really isn't helpful unless the technical assistance is there and the access to the data off the smartphone is available to make those decisions on whether to run that sprinkler system or that irrigation system or not.
RCCP, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, targets funds to priority resource concerns identified in project agreements between NRCS and partner groups. Eligible producers receive technical assistance and payments for installing practices which will solve resource concerns such as a lack of wildlife habitat, erosion control, water quantity, and water quality. Your local NRCS office can help you develop a plan to improve water quality and reduce consumption and find conservation programs that work for you. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the NRCS. On the web at playacountry.org.